There's a disputed election in this country, too, in the race for governor of Washington State. A recount is complete, and according to that recount, Republican Dino Rossi defeated Christine Gregoire by 42 votes. That's 42 votes out of more than 2.8 million votes cast. Republicans want Gregoire to concede, but she is not giving up. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle.
The margin of victory was stunning and shocking, in the words of Sam Reed, the state's chief election official. At a news conference late yesterday, he said in his decades of election work, he had never seen anything like it. The machine recount was mandated by state law because Rossi's original margin of victory was small, 261 votes. And though Gregoire picked up more than 200 votes in the recount, Rossi prevailed. The Republican is on vacation and could not claim his victory in person. But in a statement, Rossi said, "This process has lasted a lot longer than anyone thought it would. But I am grateful that the people of Washington have placed their trust in me." But Democrat Gregoire isn't giving up. At an appearance before supporters yesterday, she called the outcome a tie and said another more definitive count should be done.
Now, I admit some folks have suggested that we ought to flip a coin or stage a duel with Senator Rossi. My personal preference is we ought to count every single vote.
In a letter faxed to Washington's Secretary of State, the state Democratic Party cited what it called voting irregularities, more votes than voters in some places, newly discovered ballots, and inconsistent treatment of signatures on provisional and absentee ballots. The Democrats asked the Secretary of State to address these issues and notify them of the state's intent by Friday morning. The state Democratic Party says these issues must be resolved before a decision can be made as to who will pay for the new recount, the state, or the Democrats. Whoever pays this recount will be done by hand. Again, Christine Gregoire.
Only a hand count, open to observers of both parties, will protect our people's sacred right to vote and to provide a definitive answer as to just who won the election for governor of the great state of Washington.
Supporters of Rossi railed against the call for yet another count, asking rhetorically if Washington State wanted to become another Florida with its seemingly endless recounts. Jay Vanderstoop is the director of Rossi's transition team.
Time to focus the effort on fixing what's wrong with Washington State, and it's time to stop counting the ballots and to move forward.
But moving forward in this election may well mean going to court. The Republicans have already suggested that a statewide recount could trigger lawsuits in nearly every county in the state. And they say thousands of election lawyers who are primed for a presidential recount are ready to come here. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.